All right then, just coming up 28 minutes to midday. Gosh, where has the time gone? Now then, it is the 10th anniversary of Belfast City Blues Festival, and Festival Director Seamus O'Neill is on hand to tell us a bit more about that. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing rightly. So we're almost there. All kicks off next month, Friday the 29th of June.
Yes, it kicks off Friday the 29th of June to Sunday the 1st of July, and we're launching today at 2 o'clock at the Dirty Onion Pub downtown in Belfast.
Good, so I have no better place to launch. So what can we expect?
No better place at all.
What can we expect to see and hear this year?
Well, this year we've over 60 gigs in 22 venues around the city. We have the now famous Blues on the Boat cruises going up Belfast Harbour, featuring some of our great local artists, Rab McCulloch, the Ronnie Greer, Red Hot Roosters, and we've loads of stuff on. We've a great afternoon with Kaz Hawkins. So there's something for everyone, Rick.
Sounds brilliant. Great buzz in the city, of course, once it all kicks off. Much of that, of course, made possible by a little army of volunteers that you have there as well.
Yeah, well, we do. We have a great army of volunteers who just give their time and just work on the festival all over the weekend, you know. So we've a great team, we've a great PR company, and with great sponsors also, which I have to mention, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's all good,
And of course, when the festival started, we're talking now about the 10th anniversary. 10 years ago, was it difficult to persuade the population that a jazz festival was what they needed? Was it a hard push?
Well, we hadn't. Every other major city in Ireland had a blues festival, and we didn't have one. And we produced so many great artists. So we just decided, let's start a blues festival, which we've done. So it's just sort of like organically grown throughout the years. Last year, we had 14,000 people through over the weekend. So we're expecting a big crowd this year, you know.
That sounds
brilliant. With some great acts like Dr. Feelgood coming in. The new kid on the block is a guy called Aaron Keelock. So there's something for everyone.
Sounds terrific. And a plethora of bands, of course. Dr. Feelgood, they're in the Black Box, I think, this year. Is that right?
Yeah, they are in the Black Box Friday the 29th of June. So tickets are going really, really well for that. So we're expecting a big sellout show for that. But they're still kicking. They're still one of the best R&B bands around. So we just says, right, we've got to have them. Plus, they're a personal favourite of mine, of course.
Of course. And if anyone is new to the festival, maybe wanting to sample live blues for the first time, would you have any advice, any recommendations there?
Just get down and enjoy it, you know, and feel free to come down to the launch today and get a flavour. We've the Thin Lizzy tribute on today. We've the Reverend Doc and the Flying Squads. We've something for everyone. But feel free to come down to the launch today and get a flavour of what the festival is all about, you know.
Terrific. Well, it promises to be a great weekend. Well done on all the hard work that's kept the festival going. Very good luck with all
of
it.
Well, it's been a little army of people who have kept it going, you know.
Absolutely. Well, if you'd like more details of all the bands and venues, just visit BelfastCityBlues.com. Seamus O'Neill, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very, very much indeed.